God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So I just got back home from a church in Stark, Florida. And there is a secondary porch. They have an awning where cars drop off passengers. But there's a secondary awning that has my name on it. It says Will Rice Porch. And it got that name about 10, 15 years ago. But when I saw it last week, I just laughed out loud. I can laugh about it now. The reason it's named after me, long story that I don't have the time to give you right now, is that one Saturday after a week of revival meetings, when passing that narrow passage between the tree line and the church overhang, I literally destroyed the porch. It came down with a thud. It knocked a hole in my trailer, and it totally destroyed the porch. And so it's named in my honor. You might say it's a porch of infamy, not of fame. You know, all of us have a name, and your name's not good because it's big, and it's not bad because it's small. Your name is good or bad depending on where it is with God and what you reflect on God. When Joshua went into Canaan, when Israel went into Canaan and they took Jericho, God had said, don't take any spoil of the land. There was, however, a man whose name meant trouble, Achan, who literally his name meant trouble. A valley was named after him, kind of in infamy, like my Will Rice porch. It was named the Valley of Trouble, the Valley of Achor. Why? Because he stole. He didn't steal from a dead Canaanite. He stole from a God who said, don't take any spoil when you go into Jericho. Achan did, and God judged the nation because of it. Now, in Joshua 7, verse 7, Joshua says, God, why have you brought us out of Egypt just to kill us? Quote, would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan, quote, close. Here's a man that was beside himself. He was dismayed. He thought we would have been better off staying back where we were. Have you ever been in a place where you've stretched yourself, you followed God, and then when things go wrong, you wish you hadn't done anything at all? That's where Joshua was. Joshua was unaware of the sin. He thought God had failed when the fact is Israel had failed. Joshua goes on to say, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? And then verse 9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? Joshua said, the Canaanites are going to surround us and destroy us, and our good name is gone. And God, what are you going to do with your name? Can I just tell you something? Something you learned from this is God can only have a bad name if you give it to him. Why is that? First of all, because God is good. If he's not good, he's not God. God is good. In 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says that God is light and in him is no sin. Can I just say something? God is good. If you perceive something or someone that is not good, they are not of God. I don't care how eloquent someone is, how pious someone may be, how many spiritual people someone may lead. If they're not good, they're not godly. If they're not good, they're not great in God's eyes. So God is good. You can give God a bad name, but God cannot. God is good. Number two, God defines good. That is to say, our sensibilities in this country have changed over time. And so sometimes we confuse niceness with goodness. We think, well, hey, I don't want to offend anyone. I just want to be nice. We don't need to be cantankerous or selfish or prideful. But sometimes the truth hurts. And my goal is not to be liked by everyone. My goal is to do right by everyone. God is good and God defines good. The fact of the matter is, friend, there is no good if there is no God. If you are the one that defines, or if society is the one that defines what good is, then what is good? There is no such thing as good. Good changes with the wind. It changes with our culture. It changes with the decade. It changes with the people we elect. So either God defines good or there is no good. There's a book entitled, Is God a Moral Monster? It's a question. And it's a question many people have had as they read texts like Joshua. Now, the truth is, God is a God who is righteous. And there are questions we may have, but there is no morality if there is no God. If there's some so-called morality, you know, someone says, well, you don't have to believe in God to be good. That's true only to a point. If you're the one defining good, then it can change. And if it can change, it's not really the kind of good that does anyone any help. So God is good. God defines good. And finally, God is represented accurately when you are good. And not just nice, when you do what is right. In the New Testament, the Bible says in books like Titus and Timothy more than once, in fact, repeatedly, that we're to do the right thing. Why? Quote, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. No one you will see today has seen God, but they've seen you. And it's vitally important that if we claim God's name, that we show His character.